Perkins from Barbados.
Hey, had found a brilliant way to keep his bottled water cool and refreshing in the sordid heat. Even in whatever industrialized country this person was from, that sort of behavior was wasteful. To do it in a city like Cairo, where the luxury of a refrigerator was hard to come by, was downright offensive. I turned the tap off with angry, deliberate strokes. I was becoming disillusioned with the travelers I met. I expected absorbed thrill-seekers. One British guy, when he met me, said that I must be American, since America is the only place you find blacks with enough money to travel. And when a US-American heard that I lived in Toronto, he explained that Canada was not really meant in the exploitation of the black race that he walked in. I was shattered. He took a long, expressionless look at the bottle in the sink, and I knew it was his. I wanted to laugh. The irony was so unreal. We might have passed for brothers, not twins, but brothers. The first other black traveller I met on the continent lay in his bed and started to read a GQ magazine. But why should I be so surprised? I knew that many of my friends in the Caribbean had frowned quizzically when I told them I was going to Africa, finally asking me where I was going to sleep. And even my black friends in Toronto would not have slept in some of the places I have slept in. It seems that young blacks in the diaspora have standards of luxury you will find only among the most... What if he reminded me of someone I knew? For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.